English writer Philip Pullman writes, "After nourishment, shelter, and companionship, stories are the thing we need most in the world. So if you eat, have a place to live, and have a friend, you've tuned into the perfect place. So what's your story?" On KPFT 90.1 FM, the coolest place on your dial, because we spotlight extraordinary tellers, both starters and stars who share at least one thing in common. Each is an extraordinary person who engage us with stirring personal stories and treasured folk tales by taking us on enchanted journeys and then returning us safely to the present. And a show that can only be enjoyed on listener-sponsored KPFT Houston. I'm your host, Dr. Hank Rubicek, professor of communication at the University of Houston downtown. I'm really excited about tonight because tonight and December 5th, we're going to showcase some very special storytellers, students from Johnston Middle School, whose fabulous teachers encouraged their participation on So What's Your Story? Sometimes our schools and teachers get a bad rap, but after 37 years of teaching, and having the good fortune of building relationships with teachers in our community, I can tell you that some of our most creative storytellers are our children. They're smart, creative, and they rock. And they are sitting next to me right now, Catherine Chavez and Elena Hawkins. Catherine is a sixth grader in her first year at Johnston, and she became interested in writing about a year ago. And now that she's enrolled in a broadcast journalism course, her writing has taken on a rich new dimension. She particularly likes to write about special events in her life and has also developed a keen interest in the news. She'll attend Houston School for Performing and Visual Arts, Lamar or Bel Air, and then the University of Houston to study communication and journalism. Catherine, I was asking you earlier, if I paid you a lot of money, would you enroll in one of my classes? Will you do that?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, yeah, you're lying to me, but I appreciate you doing that. Thank you, thank you. Besides her interest in writing, eighth grader Elena Hawkins loves Broadway, the lights, action, and all that comes with it. Someday, she'd love to play a big part in a Broadway musical, a film, or even try her hand at directing. She plays volleyball for the Texas Thunder. I was going to ask who they are, but she told me they are a very cool group, so I want to argue with her. And talk about a range of interests. After high school, probably at Lamar, Elena would like to attend Southern University in Louisiana to study medicine. She loves to be around kids, and she plans to become a pediatrician. And I'll tell you, I talked to these two young ladies, and I think they're going to do whatever they want. I'm so happy to have you both here. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
Right?
Thank
We've been talking
you.
Out there for about 45 minutes.
Yes.
Got to know each other, and you guys really are wonderful, just wonderful. You're both in a broadcast journalism course taught by a terrific teacher, and she gave me permission that you guys can talk about her. So why don't you tell her about her and what that course is all about?
Miss R is special because she cares for the students, and she will listen to you. Also, not only is she special, the classmates are special because we can learn from each other and we can work with each other. The class is special to me because it's a place where I can let my creativity flow throughout the classroom, and I can be creative.
Yeah.
In her classroom. I could be myself in her classroom.
And being so creative is so important. We really don't have that much of an opportunity to do that. And Catherine, you're a writer.
Yes.
Yeah, you really are a writer. And how do you feel about that class? What are some of the things that she does in that course that really stimulate you?
Well, Miss Arl has had experience in broadcasting, so she can really help us in what we need to know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really caring, and she mainly does everything she needs to do to get us to be the best of it.
Yeah, she is a marvelous, marvelous teacher. And, you know, I've taught for a long, long time. And believe me, I know a good teacher when I see one. You were about to say something?
Oh, I was just agreeing with Catherine.
Yeah, she's marvelous. Just absolutely marvelous. Catherine, let's start with you. What interests you in the news? You're interested in the news, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't meet many people that are interested in the news because the news, I mean, come on, a little depressing out there, isn't it?
Yes.
Most of the time, yeah.
Because all the other different types of cultures fascinates me, and I can't really travel right now, but watching the news helps me keep up with what is going on in the world, and knowing the news and being able to tell people about it kind of makes me sound smart in a way.
What do you mean, sound smart? You are smart. You guys really do sound wonderful. You have a nice sense of meaning of words. You're both really articulate, and you're innovative in your thinking. You guys are very, very smart. What do you learn about writing about events? I know that you like writing about events. Life events, right? Special events in your life.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm expressing myself, and if it's a good topic, then I'm mainly celebrating it. But if it's something bad, I'm just venting, which is like letting free, and I'm just venting in a way.
You know, venting is an important thing. When you vent, you eventually find the problem. It's raw, right? And sometimes you can get rid of that. Get rid of that agenda, it sort of comes out the other side and you can move on. But those are important things to hold on to. That's a very, very, very good insight. Catherine, you lost your dad when you were 7 years old, mm-hmm. right? And you have a story that reflects upon that loss. And your story is entitled, How I Thought It Was the End of the World. Mm-hmm. Please share that story with us.
Well, my dad was very special to me. My dad was a businessman. He owned his own car shop, which had something to do with his passion of cars. My dad loved to race. He loved street racing and track racing. While my dad was street racing, my mother, brother, and I went to see Monsters vs. Aliens on April 4th. We were laughing the whole way out, and we were just enjoying the movie. While we were leaving, my mom got a call, and I didn't know who it was, but I knew it was bad because she was crying. And while she was crying, she was just rushing home, and we were just crying in the back seat saying, "What's wrong?" But we didn't get any answers. When we got home, my mom took my aunt Sally and my great-grandma and my grandma, and my cousin stayed with us. My cousins and I stayed outside while everyone was leaving. While we were outside, I was just thinking, what is going to happen? Why is this happening to me? When we went inside, my grandma was letting us do anything we want. Because she felt bad. And she was like, I guess she knew what was going to go on. And so, later on that night, she got a call and she started crying really loud. Her and my great-grandma. And I was thinking about things that could have happened, but I just couldn't stand, like, the thoughts. And I was just, I didn't want to think about the bad. And the next morning, I found out that my dad had died. It was a very hard job for my mom to do, because I guess to tell us, we were 7 and 6 years old. I guess it was really hard to tell us that our dad actually died. But I guess she couldn't really keep this from us forever because, like, what would she tell us?
Right.
But when my mom told me this, I was sad, but I just couldn't understand. I was just sad, but at the same time, I was like, this isn't for real. It's just a joke. For some reason, on the second day, I was just still thinking, he just broke his leg, he just broke his neck, and things like that. But on the day of the funeral, people were telling me sorry, but I was just so caught up with my stepsisters that I haven't seen in forever, and on that specific day, I hadn't seen them in about like 2 years. So I was just playing with them, and I was just, like, happy to see them. And I was just remember kissing him on his cheek when they were going to take him in and lock him up and just going to bury him. And I never saw him again. But then on the third day, I had finally started thinking that he's, like, actually gone. And that was my last moment with him, and I just, like, blew it, and I was just playing around. And I was really sad, but I knew I had made a lot of memories with him, and I could either just make the best out of it, and which I did, and not just live with it, and, like, I mean, I am gonna treasure it forever, but it's just, I don't want to feel sad the rest of my life. and that he's in a better place now, but mainly I would like to thank my mom because she played a big role in raising me without a dad, and I feel that that was a really hard job to do. And knowing that you have to raise two kids and knowing their dad's not here and sometimes they're crying and thinking about him. And she was mainly the one that was there and was helping me overcome this obstacle. Mm.
That's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That really was a beautiful story. Elena, have you heard that story before?
No, this is my first time hearing her
story. Yeah, yeah. What do you think about that?
I think it's sad, but then at the same time, she is so brave to overcome this, and then on top of that, come on air and tell everybody her story.
Yeah, no kidding. That takes so much courage. It takes a lot of courage to tell personal narratives. Personal narratives, and I say this all the time because it's true, they validate us and they really do define us. And telling that kind of a beautiful story about your father really does enable him to live in immortality.
Yeah.
You know, we remember people because of what they've done, and we have to share thoughts about them. We have to let people know how great they are. That was such a beautiful story. Thank you. Thank you so much. That took so much courage. Tell us, Catherine, how do you want us to feel now that you've told us the story? How do you want us to feel after us hearing that?
Mainly, I want listeners to know, whoever's out there, that you have mainly two choices in life. And one is to either make the best out of things, and another one is to live with a tough obstacle and never conquer it and just be miserable forever. But I didn't really want to be miserable, so I just chose to overcome it and just live with the memories.
Yeah, that is such a beautiful thought. That's a great lesson, and you are wise beyond your years, believe me. Elena, you love Broadway. Let's shift gears a little bit, right? You love Broadway. You're going to be a Dicker too, but you love Broadway too, right? Do you have a favorite musical?
Yes, I love Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. That's a great, great choice. How come?
Because the characters, I feel like I don't have to try as hard to play any of them because I'm just that type of person that can just hop into a character and be myself.
Beauty or the Beast, which one do you like becoming? Yeah.
And then, for example, Lumiere. He's funny, outgoing, wild, outspoken.
Yeah.
He's everything that I am.
Right.
And like I said before, I feel like I don't have to try as hard to play any of those characters. And Lumiere is the same person.
Yeah, of course, I'm watching you, and Catherine and I are watching you. You're the single most animated person I've ever seen in my life, and if you ever even suggest that you're shy, we're going to call you a liar. I just wanted you to know you're the most animated person I've ever seen in my life. Unbelievable. Now, another question. If you could play a part in a musical of your choice, what would that be? I mean, a musical. Now, Beauty and the Beast is a musical, kind of, sort of, but is there any other kind of a musical in which you'd like to play a part?
A musical, if there was a musical, I would play the crazy, funny, wild stepsister or mother that somebody like, I could be somebody, you're like, I could be like your best friend in a musical.
Okay, there you go. Good.
Yeah,
all right. So
part.
anybody who's a best friend. Excellent. Good. All right. Very good. You know, you are listening to Catherine Chavez and Elena Hawkins from Johnston Middle School on So What's Your Story on KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, 89.5 in Galveston, and 90.3 in Livingston. This is Hank Rubicek with sidekick Roxy Russell. Roxy, how are you in there?
Good.
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm doing fine. You were blown away by meeting these kids the other day, weren't you?
I was, because I was not like them when I was in middle school. I can tell you I was a lot worse than they were.
Yeah,
I'm so
I
impressed
know,
by you guys.
I know. You still are pretty bad, Roxy, and don't worry about it. We just got you out of jail to come here to work today, and that's okay. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, you guys really, it was just such a pleasure coming to your school. It really was. Elena, how do you plan to be a Broadway star and a pediatrician at the same time?
Well, being on Broadway is like my fantasy, and I want to do that, so that's a goal in my life, but that's not what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of my life, I want to be a pediatrician
because
I know it's going to take a lot of hard work, study time, and I already do that now, so I feel like it's just going to come naturally for me just to put my head in the books.
Your story is entitled A Piece of the Puzzle is Missing, and you're also going to share feelings about your dad, but those emotions are going to be quite different, and with your mother's support, she's giving you permission to talk about this,
yes.
Right? You're about to share them for the first time, and this is a very, very poignant story, and I really appreciate you sharing it with us. What's your story?
When I was born, I believed that I had the perfect family. My dad divorced me and my mom when I was 5 years old. I remember having to go to my dad's house on the weekends and just crying my eyes out because I did not want to go. The reason I didn't want to go because he always had different women at his house. And those so-called wives he had daughters, and they used to bully me, but I never told nobody. I kept that to myself because I didn't want it to worry nobody, and they didn't feel like I couldn't go back to my dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think that white people had the perfect families because they were the only people that I saw with a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, and a dog. That was the only people, in my eyes, that was the perfect family.
Right.
I remember me and my mom going to an ice cream shop, and they had a little daddy-daughter's date type thing at the ice cream shop. And I felt out of place because we were the only people there that was mommy and daughter. And it just didn't feel right. I had anger to my dad because he was never there. He was never there for the first day of school. He never walked me to my classes on the first day of school. He was never there waiting out the door for me to come out. Also, the so-called wives had daughters, and he will raise them. So in my mind, I'm thinking, how can you raise somebody else's child but not your own? That doesn't just make sense to me. I had tons of male figures in my life. My uncle was the closest to me because I felt like he was my dad. But then again, I had to come to reality and say, Elena, he's not your dad. He's your uncle. He's your uncle. My sister and my best friend, Faith, they helped me through it a lot because they said, Elena, you can get through it. You can get through it. My sister was also telling me, Elena, just call him. So just a month ago, I called him. It was awkward because I haven't talked to him in a while, and it kind of felt like I was in a nightmare, sort of, kind of. I guess he thinks everything is fine because I called him, but just because I call you, everything is not fine. Now we're on texting terms. That means we just text to see how each other's day is going and stuff. But it's not the same. It's like a gap between us that we can't build back together. I'm not on radio to bash my dad and be hateful to my dad. I'm just here to tell the truth, what's been on my chest for half of my life. I'm going into high school now, and I just want to go into high school with a clean slate. I don't want to go in there with no dad problems. I just want to go in there like a brand new person. The perfect family to me is where the mother and the father is in the child's life. I am determined to have that one day because I don't want my child to grow up like how I grew up. And that, with that perfect family, no matter what they go through, they will always stay together.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's hard, and I feel very proud that you share that with us for the very first time. You've got that gap, though, with your dad, mm-hmm. and you don't think it'll ever be filled?
One day I might just say I have to forgive, but I cannot forget.
Yeah. Forgiving is so important, and it is very difficult to forget. You're absolutely right. Well, God bless you. That's a beautiful story, and both of your stories are extremely poignant and very, very reflective. You know, stories send the message that I matter, I'm important. I've observed and I've cherished the world that surrounds me, and I think that Catherine and Elena seem to understand that doors that are shut are for people without imagination, without thinking. They use words to open every gate that leads to every dimension of their lives. Just beautiful. Thank you so much. Roxy, it's time for Tip for the Teller. This is a segment when we learn something about storytelling from a question asked by one of our listeners. Who and what in the world do we have tonight?
Well, we have Larry from Houston, and he writes, Dr. Hank, you have mentioned the importance of verbal emphasis in storytelling. What do you mean?
Well, Larry, it means that you want to speak real slow. No, it means that, hello, how are you today? No, it's not quite that bad. It doesn't quite mean. It means that the word that you choose, Larry, has to be emphasized in order to punctuate the meaning of a message that you wish to convey. So take the sentence, you can't water those plants too much, right? What happens when I emphasize each word? You can't water those plants too much versus you can't water those plants too much, or you can't water those plants too much, you can't water those plants too much, and you can't water those plants too much. And don't forget that you can't water those plants too much. You get the idea. But coupled with solid gestures and some modest physicalization, verbal emphasis helps to make meaning clear. Great question, though, it really is, because words are symbols. And as we shift vocalically and as we emphasize them and use intonation, we can change the meaning of virtually any sentence that we've got in front of us. And that's what storytellers do all the time, just all the time. Thank you. So great. Roxy, why don't you tell us how people can write in and share their questions and even get on the air?
Well, it's really simple. Just send your questions or story ideas to ruby.story@gmail.com. That is ruby.story@gmail.com. And we will get back to you. And also, we are getting closer to holiday season. So gather your yarns and don't forget that on December 19th and 26th, we will be taking your call ins to hear your 2 to 3 minute holiday stories. So
thank
don't
you.
Forget.
Oh, yeah. We all have those holiday stories. God only knows. We're excited to hear those stories. So don't forget our call-in shows December 19th and 26th. Now, next week, all programming on KPFT, including So What's Your Story, is going to be preempted for the National Pacifica Fun Drive. Then, on Thanksgiving, Roxy's going to do her own thing. Roxy, you've got a show for us, right? Kind of, sort of?
Yes,
you
I
had
do.
One, but you lost it. What happened? Some dog stole it, or what is it?
A dog stole it off the computer.
The cat ate it?
Yes,
it
did.
Yeah, right.
But I will be having a returning guest, which I mm-hmm. am so glad to have back.
And Alan.
Alan.
Right. Alan is great.
Alan Atkinson.
Great. Yeah.
He's going to be telling a great creative story.
Yeah,
for
this guy makes up his own stories, too. I mean, he doesn't take anything off the shelf. He's pretty amazing.
It is so amazing and so creative from just a, you know, simple folktale. So I'm super excited.
Great. And we are, too. We have it all on So What's Your Story on KPFT 90.1 Houston. Another great tip for any and every story lover in Houston is to visit the Houston Storytellers Guild monthly story swap on the third Tuesday of every month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at St. Andrew's House. That's at 1811 Heights Boulevard. The next meeting is this Tuesday, November 19th. Check out our site at www.houstonstorytellers.org for all of the fun happenings, like Telebration on November 23rd at the Black Lab. Show up. It is a great, great event. Well, how do both of you like being on the radio? What do you think so far?
I like it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just like talking.
You like talking?
I
can't believe
talking.
That. That's hard to believe that you like talking. You like talking. Mm-hmm. So this is cool. This is pretty good. Yeah. You feel kind of comfortable now, right?
Yeah.
You're loosening
yeah.
up a little bit. Catherine, what about you?
Well, like Elena said, I've always been a talkative person.
Mm-hmm.
And it just
mm-hmm.
feels really cool. Like, I feel like I'm really famous.
You are famous. Didn't you see how many autographs I signed out there? Right? There were all 8 of them for my wife, and then there was one for the janitor. Didn't you see how famous that I was? My God. Roxy, I'll be happy to sign one for you, too. Are you kidding me? You are famous. You guys are great. Speaking of that, how about your friends and relatives? Are they listening in?
Yes, I have
two. How do you know, though, really? I know they told you. You going to quiz them when you get back?
Before I came, I sent out about 20 text messages saying tune in to KPFT
90.1 to hear me talk about my dad.
You go, girl. You go, girl.
Shameless promotion. Do
but
it.
But you know for sure they did that.
Yes, I told them how to download the app and everything.
Excellent. What about you, Catherine? Who's listening? Who's listening in?
My friends from school. Mm-hmm.